gospel and judgment. My wife, who had been raised in the Adventist church, once told me how she as a child had been taught the judgment. "Well," she says, "they tell you that the judgment is going on in heaven right now. But you never know when your name is going to come up. And if your name comes up in judgment and you're not sinless and you're not flawless and you're not perfect, then guess what? Your name is blotted out of the book of life." Now, if that isn't good enough, what also happens is you don't know your name has been blotted out of the book of life. You don't know probation has been closed for you. You don't know that it's too late. And so you press on ahead trying to be a Christian, trying to be faithful, but it's too late. You are a lost soul. Now, people, how did the good news ever get so good? Please, this is a perversion of the judgment. This is a perversion of the gospel. You know what this kind of theology is? This is the kind of theology you get when you take people into the most holy place and try to teach people about what happens in the most holy place if you take them in without the blood. If you go in without the blood, you have only one thing and one thing alone: death. I mean, if you read Leviticus 16, over and over, the high priest is in the holy place, but he sprinkles the blood, the blood, the blood, hadam, the Hebrew word for the blood, hadam, over and over, blood, blood, blood. And you know why? Well, it's very simple. It is the Day of Atonement. And atonement occurs only one way, not through the law. Atonement occurs only through the blood. That's why repeatedly in that ritual, Leviticus 16, blood, blood, blood. And that's because it says right there, it happens because of the uncleanliness, because of the transgressions, because of the iniquities of the children of Israel. In other words, they weren't flawless, they weren't sinless, they weren't perfect. That's why they needed the Day of Atonement. That's why they needed the blood to atone for their sins. That's why, in fact, if you really want to get technical about it, in Leviticus 16, the law never comes into view. The blood instead is sprinkled on the covering, the hakaporet, the mercy seat, the atonement seat, from the Hebrew word kafar, kiper, to atone, to cover. It covers it because people, it's the Day of Atonement, and the people need atonement because they have violated the law. That's why it's blood, blood, blood. And it's done because if they had to stand before the law and answer for their sins before the law without the blood, they would be condemned, as we would all be condemned, because the law would condemn us. Who here, who listening to this, believes that you have kept the law, that your law keeping is good enough for you to be able to stand in judgment without the blood covering you? The bottom line, I believe that in the end, you can't truly understand judgment without the gospel. And I would argue that you can't really understand the gospel without truly understanding judgment. And I believe the key to understanding them both in relationship to each other is found in the sanctuary message, particularly the one verse, Daniel 8:14.